Roland took her point immediately. The story both Brian Smith and Stephen King knew was a simple one. There was no place in it for a lank, travel-scoured man with a big gun, nor a woman with graying hair, certainly not for a dead boy with a bag of sharp-edged plates slung over his shoulder and a machine pistol in the waistband of his pants. The only question was whether or not the woman would come back at all. She was not the first person he had attracted into doing things they might not ordinarily have done, but he knew things might look different to her once she was away from him. Asking for her promise, "Do you swear to come back for me, Si? Do you swear on this boy's stilled heart?" would do no good. She could mean every word here and then think better of it when she was over the first hill. Yet when he'd had a chance to take the shopkeeper who owned the truck, he didn't. Nor had he swapped her for the old man cutting the grass at the writer's house. "Later will do," he said. "For now, hurry on your way. If for some reason you feel you can't come back here, I'll not hold it against you."
"Where would you go on your own?" she asked him. "Where would you know to go? This isn't your world, is it?"
Roland ignored the question. "If there are people still here the first time you come back, peace officers, guards of the watch, bluebacks, I don't know, drive past without stopping. Come back again in half an hour's time. If they're still here, drive on again. Keep doing that until they're gone."
"Will they notice me going back and forth?"
"I don't know," he said. "Will they?" She considered, then almost smiled.
"The cops in this part of the world? Probably not."
He nodded, accepting her judgment. "When you feel it's safe, stop. You won't see me, but I'll see you. I'll wait until dark. If you're not here by then, I go."
"I'll come for you, but I won't be driving that miserable excuse for a truck when I do," she said. "I'll be driving a Mercedes-Benz S600.
She said this with some pride.